talking to Coach Andy Hoos of the Green Ridge High School girls team. Your nominations this year, Kaylin Hoos and Emily Lesmeister. Coach, let's start with leadership. What type of leaders are these girls on the court and off?
You know, Kaylin's more of the leader of the two. She's been running the point guard for us, basically shared the duties as a sophomore, and then pretty much took it over this year. So just that in and of itself has kind of had her be stepping up to be the leader on the court. And she's not, you know, neither one of them are that much of a vocal leader in the locker room. A couple of our seniors were that way this year, but I expect next year neither one of them are going to have a problem stepping up and doing that for us.
Perfect. Now, they're both juniors, so I'm assuming you've seen some growth in them the past few years. I'm not sure of your tenure there at Green Ridge, but if you've been there the past few years, how have you seen them grow personally into what they are today?
Yeah, so Emily has kind of become a force inside for us. She gets a lot of rebounds for us. We anticipate, you know, towards the end of this year, she did a lot better job of finishing underneath the basket, you know, getting putbacks and finish in that regard. And I expect that next year she'll hopefully pick up where she kind of left off towards the end of this year. And I'm kind of looking for her to hopefully, you know, average about a double-double for us every night next year. As far as Kaylin, she's been the leading scorer for the team for the last 2 years. She kind of, most categories this year, she improved her numbers. The one area that she kind of dipped a little bit was just in rebounding, but I think that had something to do with playing the point guard position a little bit more. The thing that really helped us out, and I think will hopefully help us a little bit more next year, is her assist numbers almost doubled this year. And so looking for her to continue to do that and help bring others into the game and just help us on the offensive end from a scoring standpoint in that regard.
Now, did you have any expectations of them going into this season, and did they outperform them?
Did they outperform them?
Yeah, did they live up to them? Or what were your, what were your expectations going into the season for them personally? And what did you like? I guess the season's pretty much over now. So what did you see from those expectations, if you had any?
Sure. So again, for Emily, I was kind of hoping that this would be the year that she would, she would average a double-double. She got pretty close to that. Towards the end of the year, again, she was, real close to that. A lot of nights her scoring got a lot more consistent towards the end of the year, which was the big thing. She's kind of always been a pretty strong, consistent rebounder. But the scoring has definitely got more consistent towards the end of the year. And so I kind of hoped it would happen earlier in the year. But at least we didn't go the whole year without, her numbers getting closer to where we were wanting them at. As far as Kaylin, again, I think the one thing from an expectation-wise that maybe she didn't meet was the rebounding side. But again, she did increase her scoring throughout the year. She did fade a little bit towards the end of the year, but a lot of those games where she maybe wasn't scoring as much as she had throughout the year, we were winning them anyways, so it wasn't, it wasn't a big deal because we had other girls that were stepping up and filling the kind of void.
All right, last question, Coach, and then I'll let you go. If you take both these girls off the team, what's the impact feel like? Is it immediate, and what, I guess, do they bring to the team other than, I guess, on the court that allows your team to shine?
If we were to take those two off the court going into next year, we would be looking for basically all of our scoring. We've got a couple other girls coming back that contributed a little bit, but without those two taking the pressure off of the other girls on the court, we would be significantly challenged to score, significantly challenged to rebound, and for that matter, get the ball up the court against pressure consistently. So they're a big part of what we do, and we're hoping that next year their leadership and tutelage will help wear off on some of the younger girls, so that when they're gone after next year, that some others are ready to step into some of those positions, the big shoes that they've been